sound, so that was it. I understand you don't have to take that home on dinner tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
Send our sound to our representative down there, which I've come to start with, I didn't even work here.
I wanted to tell you again, sir, how much I appreciated that call, you know.
That you made, yeah.
In the office, the office was held skeletal there for the rest of the day. And of course, I didn't realize, didn't even dream it was you, you see.
I called the office.
Yes, you called.
Well, tell me this, this lubricated device. I know he's been doing vice commander for longer than I can. No, I can remember, right? Everyone, he was with that.
He's doing a good job.
What year?
1956.
He's doing a good job for us.
Right. I want to say that I told you the phone, BMW and its commanders have just been fantastic in their support of our policies and national events, Vietnam and so forth.
Very much present.
You follow us in a way of stating what makes it the students.
Broken that way, you can be broken the other way too.
take falls in there that long.
Somebody like Admiral McCain's son.
Oh, yeah.
Laid up.
John McCain.
Power man shape.
Right. Wounded and everything. Right. Well, we just have to see it through now, and we will. We will. And it'll come up. I mean, I know that I'm all these wives and mothers and everything in the POW this field, but we're for them. But these people are just playing. Power and reality specific. this thing, and we'll settle it our way. Now, there are lots of things that we can do in the North we haven't done, you know. I'm not referring to nuclear weapons. You've seen the German cities, you know, what just ordinary weapons can do, right? You see, as far as I'm concerned, if we're going to get blamed, anyway, that seems to me that we have to do what's necessary to get this war over. They've got to quit killing our people and quit holding our prisoners and quit killing South Vietnamese. That's all there is to it.
And Mr. Grassman, I just believe that the American people will support that position of your force.
Well, they supported the bombing.
Yes, sir.
And everybody says they wouldn't.
That's right.
They supported it.
But when you took firm, decisive action, they did support it.
That's right. Well, let me say, you can see why we're hanging on and continuing the decisive action now. And we'll be reasonable on negotiations now that after we're going to look over. There we go. Let's see what's going to happen.
Because you made that liberal press look like a bunch of fools, you know, because they were just talking about the Russian meetings and everything that happened to us.
World War III.
Oh, yeah.
I can't go anywhere. Yeah. World War III was right now. Chinese were right now. Yeah. Oh, again, we've broken the loan of the Moscow summit. They're going to break off the summit and so forth.
Yeah. Okay. So I was over there when that came about, and of course, needless to tell you, the military people were elated when your announcement came out.
Sure.
Well, I was in Vietnam.
Good.
You were?
Of course. I'll bet they were. But you know, look at the pressure you have on some of these people. Sure, you'll read about the fact that they're flying stuff in from Russia, flying in tanks,
yeah,
things like that. Oil, enough oil. So they go to the pipeline. But you know how many pipelines it would take to replace all those barges that are, you know, ships that are going to come in, tankers. They got a problem. What Lincoln did was a very, very clever thing. He was trying to win a war.
gig.
Who deserted the Union Army and fled to Canada. He's here and is asking for amnesty. And Lincoln signed a piece of paper and said, fine. He said, he can have amnesty. After he serves in prison for the number of days, he's away from his Union. Now that's the kind of amnesty I'm for. I just don't believe that it's right. And in other words, when this war is over, too, nothing can be done before the war is over. But when the war is over, the POWs are back in prison. Then anybody that has deserted this country or is a draft doctor, you know what I mean?
Yes.
He isn't going to get to say, all is forgiven now. You can't let that when some guys, some men die for their choice. And others can live with their choice. Either that, or they're going to pay a penalty. And the penalty has got to be something other than being in the Peace Corps. That's my view. And that's going to be tough. That's the way it has to be. Otherwise, you can't have an armed service. It's not fair to the guys that serve. You know, these poor guys that are out there, many of them, some of them got wounded, some of them got killed, some of them got captured, some of them gave up 2 years of their lives. So you're going to let some guy that ran off to Canada have it for nothing? You can't do it. It's not right.
Aside from it being wrong in itself, it would simply encourage the same type of thing in the future.
In terms of trying to get our armed forces, the volunteer armed force, adequately staffed.
You couldn't do it.
No way. Or in terms of getting anybody to serve, suppose you had some player off in Cuba, or we had to send somebody, you know, who knows what's going to happen. And if you say, all right, boy, you should go.
Sir.